Slim.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by E.T. Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. We're at 26 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Shortly after the president of South Korea declared martial law in the country, the South Korean parliament voted to lift it. The president accusing his opposition of sympathizing with North Korea and paralyzing the government. As of now, no word on the next move. Cyber Monday remains the biggest online shopping day of all time. Adobe Analytics reporting that we all spent $13.3 billion yesterday online.
In the peak hours of 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., consumers spent $15.8 million every minute, says the research firm Adobe Analytics. Shoppers took advantage of bigger-than-expected discounts in categories such as electronics, toys, clothing, TVs, and computers. Discounts were roughly between 20 and 30%.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The number of job openings across the country rebounded in October from a 3.5-year low in September, a sign that businesses are still looking for workers, even though overall hiring has cooled. This is ABC News. We're now getting to hear and see the woman who managed to dodge security at JFK Airport and get herself onto a plane bound for Paris. ABC's Gio Benitez.
New video showed the woman was on a plane in France getting ready to be sent back to the U.S. In the video, you can see and hear the suspected stowaway shouting while crew members try to restrain her. The woman was removed from the flight and remains in France. Authorities say the woman is a Russian national who is a legal resident of the U.S. She allegedly bypassed several airport workers at New York's JFK, boarding the plane without a ticket.
Delta Airlines still investigating how she managed to get on board. She is demanding asylum in France. The search is on for three climbers, including two Americans who disappeared while trying to scale New Zealand's tallest mountain. Search teams have found several items that they think belong to the men. The bad weather stopping the search. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, ET Foods, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 26 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for peaks of sunshine but cool, highs in the upper 20s. Tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy with a low of 23 and southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy with spotty snow showers by late morning, a high of 36. It's going to be windy with west winds becoming northwesterly 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusts up to 35 to 40 miles per hour in the p.m. Again in Richland Center, it is a sunny 26 degrees.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Heinz Turkey Gravy, 12-count case, $5 a case, single jar, 50 cents each. Stovetop Stuffing, $1.75. Libby's Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2.99 or 2 for $5. Duncan Hines Wilderness Cherry Pie Filling, $3.99 or 2 for $6. Pillsbury Cranberry Quick Bread, $2 each. Kraft Mac and Cheese, original and thick and creamy, $1.15. Be sure to look through the cheese cooler for some specialty flavors. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther, located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
While navigating through this holiday season, we welcome ways to save time. At WCCU Credit Union, our mobile app gives you quick access for banking day or night. With just a sliver of time, you can check balances, transfer money, pay bills, or deposit checks from anywhere. Our secure app lets you do this while you're baking the cookies, waiting for the school program to start, or standing in the checkout line. No time to shop or no idea what to buy? WCCU has popular Visa gift cards available in fun holiday designs. Supplies are limited. For more details, stop at any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Good afternoon. It's 26 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Democrats are split over President Biden's pardon of his son Hunter. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Congressman Mark Pocan have voiced criticism about the decision. Baldwin said that presidential pardons should not be used for personal or political gain. Pocan raised concerns about potential repercussions during Trump's presidency. Most Wisconsin Republicans are blasting the pardon plan that absolves Hunter of crimes going back to 2014. After an Election Day issue involving unsecured computers, the deputy director of the Milwaukee Election Commission has resigned. Bonnie Chang reportedly led the efforts at Milwaukee's Central Count, where over 30,000 ballots had to be recounted after seals were found not secured on election equipment. The commission is now looking to fill the vacancy before a February election. A judge is overturning a Wisconsin's 13-year-old law that effectively ended collective bargaining for teachers and most state government employees has rekindled a battle over labor rights in a state where the first public sector unions were formed 65 years ago. But before unions head back to the bargaining table, more legal fights await. At its core, the battle is over whether tens of thousands of teachers, nurses, prison guards, and other state government employees can bargain over their workplace conditions and salary. The Republican-controlled legislature has appealed the Monday ruling overturning the law. The case is expected to be decided by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman has announced the release of the financial assessment of the Universities of Wisconsin administration. It is the final review performed by a third-party reviewer. Rothman said, quote, "These reviews have helped us refine steps to eliminate structural deficits at a number of our universities and embark on a path of long-term financial stability." In response to the most recent review, Rothman announced that UWSA will take a more active role in supporting universities in enrollment management, including enrollment forecasting. Charge a work group with representation from the universities to develop recommendations and metrics for low enrollment program evaluation. The intent is to provide the Board of Regents with a process for review of low-enrolled programs that increases oversight and aligns with the rigor of the new program approval process. Enhanced financial accountability standards, including the implementation of university realignment plans focused on eliminating structural deficits and the commencement of formal mid-year financial reviews of the universities. Provide more effective customer-focused shared services and expand use of those services by the universities. Continue to leverage technologies and improve administrative processes to facilitate increased data-informed decision-making. The review and all previously released reviews of 12 UWs, not including UW-Madison, can be found at wisconsin.edu/president/strategic plan. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources celebrates the conclusion of the 2024 nine-day gun deer hunt, which kicked off the holiday season in Wisconsin with opportunities to enjoy the outdoors, harvest food for the table, and create memories with family and friends. Preliminary license sales, harvest registration, and hunting incident numbers are now available. Preliminary figures indicate the number of deer hunters in Wisconsin slightly increased compared to 2023. As of 11:59 Sunday night, sales for deer hunting privileges reached 791,023, up from 788,697 for the same time period last year. Of those, 553,652 were for gun privileges only, up from 553,479 in 2023. Since the opening of the bow and crossbow seasons, Wisconsin hunters have registered 289,361 deer. This harvest is 8.7% ahead of the same time last year. Deer hunting license and harvest authorization sales will continue throughout the remaining deer hunting season. Final license sales figures will be available in January when the DNR staff will perform a thorough analysis and interpretation. Preliminary figures show hunters registered 189,622 deer during the 2024 gun deer season, including 89,787 antlered and 99,835 antlerless deer. Compared to 2023, the gun season harvest total is up 5.2% statewide, with the antlered harvest up 3.6% and the antlerless harvest up 6.6%. Adams County in the Central Farmland Zone led the state with 12.4 deer registered per square mile. Vernon County led the Southern Farmland Zone with 7 deer registered per square mile. Adams County also led the Central Forest Zone, registering 4 deer per square mile. Finally, Florence County led the Northern Forest Zone with 2.9 deer registered per square mile. Elsewhere in the Southern Farmland Zone, Vernon County recorded 5,502 harvested deer. Grant County recorded 4,084. Columbia County registered 3,747 deer. Sauk registered 3,429. Crawford had a total of 3,245. Richland County registered 3,120 deer harvested. Iowa County had 1,849, and Lafayette had 1,400 deer harvested. The total deer harvested in the Southern Farmland Zone was 40,847. The DNR reports only one non-fatal firearm-related hunting incident during the 2024 gun deer season. Friday, November 29th at approximately 4 o'clock in Wheatland Township in Vernon County, a 14-year-old boy was sitting in an enclosed tower stand with his father hunting on private property. The victim's father heard what sounded like a gunshot in the distance. Shortly after, the victim felt pain in his feet and found that he was shot through both the left and right foot. The victim was transported privately to the hospital and received medical treatment for his injuries. The shooter has been identified, and an investigation is pending. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the city of Platteville has applied for a 50% matching grant as part of the Urban Green Space subprogram of the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. The grant will assist with purchasing 11.2 acres of land in the city of Platteville in Grant County. The city of Platteville plans to acquire 5 parcels, totaling 11.2 acres, to expand its trail network system. The city proposes to develop 4 of the 5 parcels into a trail corridor and 1 parcel into a trailhead parking lot. If acquired, recreational activities will include hiking, cross-country skiing, picnicking, fishing, limited trapping, archery hunting, and scenic enjoyment. The DNR is proposing to make the determination that the prohibition of gun hunting is necessary to protect public safety because of the parcel's proximity to a school, a hospital, and commercial buildings. The DNR has also determined a prohibition on the use of body gripping, jawed, and/or cable restraint traps is necessary to protect against user conflict. The DNR's initial assessment of the allowed nature-based outdoor activities may be downloaded from the Stewardship Public Notice webpage, or you may request a copy via email by contacting Cheryl Housley at cheryl.housley@wisconsin.gov. The public is encouraged to submit written comments on the proposed acquisition by this Thursday, December 5th, to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. 2 occupants of a plane were uninjured as it crashed at the Bosque Bell Airport. The Bosque Bell Police Department responded to a report of an aircraft crash Sunday evening at approximately 6:30 at the Bosque Bell Airport in the city of Bosque Bell. Kyle Erpelding, 18, of Cary, Illinois, was operating the aircraft as a flight student when all of a sudden the aircraft began to have issues. Passenger and flight instructor Benjamin Weselowski, 42, of Cary, Illinois, took over after realizing there was an emergency. Weselowski communicated with traffic control and was able to locate the Bosque Bell Airport to do an emergency landing. While completing the emergency landing, the aircraft lost power and the men's view was obscured by oil, causing the aircraft to bounce several times. Due to the bouncing, the landing gear collapsed and the plane veered off the runway. The fuel tank ruptured and was leaking fuel as the plane came to a stop. Both occupants escaped from the plane uninjured. Due to minor damage to the runway, the airport groundskeeper shut down the runway for the night. The National Transportation Safety Board in Washington, D.C. was notified of the crash. The Bosque Bell Police Department was assisted at the scene by Bosque Bell Fire Department and Bosque Bell EMS. A man convicted of killing 3 people in 2021 has been sentenced to prison. Naya Teo will serve at least 50 years behind bars, the earliest he will be eligible for parole after being convicted of shooting and killing 3 men at a quarry near West Salem. The men were killed over a $600 debt. Another man involved in the deaths received a similar sentence with the eligibility for parole set at 35 years. This was the 2nd trial for Teo, whose 1st trial ended in a mistrial after jurors couldn't reach a verdict. It's 27 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. Today is Giving Tuesday, but as you make a donation to your favorite charities, be wary of scammers. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out.
The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Our Black Friday blowout starts now. Prepare to be wowed. For only $5.99, get a power recliner that's going to elevate your home theater experience. The Easy View adjustable headrest puts your head and neck in optimum position for reading or watching TV, even if you're fully reclined. With one-touch power controls and LED lights, you'll be impressed by the zero-draw technology, which only consumes power when the USB receptacle is in use. Did we mention there are cup holders and also storage compartments? So you'll never have to look for your remote again. Stay organized and never miss a moment of your favorite movie. Once you sink into the comfortable seating, you won't want to leave. This win-win design is a true stay-in masterpiece. Hurry into Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Sale through December 6th.
Here's Dr. Nathan Lowe, RAMC Child and Adolescent Psychiatrist.
I really enjoy working with all ages. As a psychiatrist, we work with medications to help with various issues like mood, anxiety, or ADHD, or autism. I'm able to do a lot of therapy for those same types of things. Seeing improvements being made, having a fulfilling, enriched, and a wonderful life, and that affecting the family members around them is the most rewarding part of it for me.
Dr. Lowe is accepting new patients. Learn more at ramchealth.com.
It's 21 minutes past 12 o'clock and 27 degrees in Richland Center. As we enter the holiday season and the end of the year approaches, many of you will make donations to charities, nonprofits, and other organizations, especially today, Giving Tuesday. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection and Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions have partnered to provide important reminders to help ensure your money goes to legitimate causes you want to support instead of scammers. Do your research before donating. Real charities want your donation for honest purposes, but they do not need it immediately. If a solicitor is pressuring you to pay right away, be cautious. Take time to learn about the organization before you give. Ask for more details if you are solicited for a donation. Legitimate charitable organizations can provide their name, address, and phone number and will explain how much of your donation will be used for the charitable purpose versus other costs. Do not open links or attachments in unsolicited charity emails, text, or social media posts. Even if they appear real, these may be fraudulent or contain harmful viruses. Avoid imposter scammers. Before you give to a well-known charity or nonprofit, verify that you are using the organization's real website and not a convincing replica created by scammers. Check the web address for spelling errors and other discrepancies that could signify a scam. Avoid using unsecure payment methods like cash, cryptocurrency, payment apps, or money transfers. It is nearly impossible to reverse these transactions in cases of fraud. Use a credit card or write a check directly to the organization. To learn more about a charitable organization, use resources like CharityNavigator.org or Give.org. As the holiday season approaches, many people are transforming their homes with seasonal sparkle and Yuletide joy. While these decorations are merry and bright, Ready Wisconsin is encouraging everyone to keep safety in mind while decorating for the holidays. Holiday lights and candles can brighten homes, but that glow can quickly turn into a disaster. Fire departments across the country responded to an average of 835 home fires that began with decorations, and an average of 155 fires started with holiday trees, according to the National Fire Protection Association. Keep holiday decorating safe with these helpful tips. Water your live holiday tree regularly and look for the fire-resistant label when buying an artificial tree. Place trees at least 3 feet away from heat sources, such as a heater or fireplace. Never leave candles unattended. Keep burning candles in sight away from anything flammable. Extinguish candles before leaving the room. Use flameless candles whenever possible. never string together more than three sets of incandescent lights, and never overload electrical outlets. Replace any string of lights with worn or broken cords or loose bulb connections. Read manufacturer's instructions for number of light strands to connect. Follow manufacturer's instructions for using lights, including indoor and outdoor usage. Use clips, not nails, to hang lights so the cords do not get damaged. Be sure to turn off all lights on trees and other decorations when going to bed or leaving the house. Unplug extension cords when they are not in use. Unexpected injuries could also occur while decking your home with some holiday magic. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, there are about 160 holiday decorating-related injuries each day during the holiday season, with nearly half of the injuries involving falls. In last year's holiday season, about 14,900 people were treated in emergency rooms across the country due to holiday decorating-related injuries. To prevent holiday decorating injuries, choose a sturdy ladder with the correct height and weight limit. Wear shoes that allow for good traction. Do not stand on chairs or tables when decorating. Clear pathways of trip hazards, such as clutter, power cords, and extra furniture. And fix uneven walkways and steps inside and outside the home to help prevent falls. The holidays also mean gatherings with family and friends. If you're hosting a holiday party, stay fire safe by keeping the kitchen free of distraction, clear decorations away from around the stove and oven, and always have a fire extinguisher available nearby. Test your smoke alarms to make sure they are working properly, and replace any batteries if you have not done so recently. Smoke alarms should be located on every level of your home and be tested monthly. Create an escape plan with your family and practice it so everyone knows two ways to get out of the house in the event of a fire. For additional holiday safety tips this season, visit readywisconsin.wi.gov. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Rick Manning. It's 27 degrees in Richland Center at 1227. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing, plus cash back options on select new Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920 with high quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpson's Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery.
It is a sunny 26 degrees in Richland Center on this Tuesday afternoon, December 3rd. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Pauline P. Polly Tishner, 93 of Spring Green, died last Tuesday at home following an illness. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Polly Tishner include her daughter, Constance Horgan of Spring Green, two grandsons, a great-granddaughter, daughter-in-law, Debbie Tishner of Spring Green, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Pauline P., Polly Tishner, 93, of Spring Green. Forrest J., Frosty Hagenaw, 74, of Hillsboro, died November 18th at Bluffview Memory Care in Holman. A graveside gathering with military rites will take place Wednesday at 11 at the Mount Vernon Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center in Hillsboro. In lieu of flowers, memorials would be appreciated to an animal shelter or humane society. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting with the arrangements. Survivors of Frosty Hagenaw include his siblings, Terry, Scoot Hagenaw and Mike Griffin, John, Twig and Marsha Hagenaw, Dirk, Chip and Joanne Hagenaw, Tamara, Tiz Hagenaw, and Carl, Dutch Hagenaw, many nieces and nephews, and special friend Joanne Biermeyer. Forrest J., Frosty Hagenaw, 74, of Hillsboro. Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84, of Spring Green, died Wednesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Burial will be Friday at 10 in the Norway Grove Cemetery, DeForest. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Shirley Gruber include her children, David and Kathy Hagen of Mount Horeb, and Barbara and Ken Tyft of Madison. Two grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, a brother, Larry Talley of Jellystone, Wisconsin, and Mesa, Arizona. In-laws, Floyd and Lois Gruber, Carol and Dave Linz, Dolores Gruber, Rita Gruber, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Shirley Jean Talley Gruber, 84, of Spring Green. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71, of Spring Green, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial will be established in Rick's name. Rick Meixelsperger is survived by three children, Nathan and Lisa Meixelsperger, Tezra and Mark Menny, and Aaron and Christopher Lane. Four grandchildren, a great-granddaughter, his mother, Carol Meixelsperger, six siblings, Jane and Tim Prouty, Ruth and Fred Schreiner, Jeff and Mary Meixelsperger, Mary and Bernie Andrews, Rory and Tracy Meixelsperger, and Mike and Lori Meixelsperger. Many nieces and nephews. Richard, Rick Meixelsperger, 71, of Spring Green. Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A gathering of family and friends will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center. Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center, died Saturday at a Grace Hospice Care in Fitchburg. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Marjorie Sherwin is survived by her husband of 55 years, Ken, two children, Scott and Kelly and Louis Fader, four grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, her identical twin sister, Marcia Gort, brothers, Randy Lay and Arlene, and Bob and Leota Lay, many nieces, nephews, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Marjorie, Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center. Lawrence Paul, Larry Kataravic, 75, of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County, died unexpectedly Thursday at Aspirus Hospital, Wausau. Funeral services will be held Saturday, December 14th at 11 o'clock at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday, December 14th from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Whitetails Unlimited, Wisconsin headquarters. Survivors of Larry Kataravic include his wife, Christine, son, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert and Catherine Kataravic of Pewaukee, Matthew and Laura Kataravic of Tomahawk, Larissa Kataravic of Sun Prairie, a stepdaughter, Paula Ashbrenner and Todd, five grandchildren, two step-grandchildren, a sister, Diane Kataravic and Robert Anglin of Madison, nieces, nephews, and extended family front members. Lawrence Paul, Larry Kataravic, 75, of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
If you're looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, Foggy North has you covered. Whether it's Christmas, a birthday, or just because, give a gift that stands out. Choose from specialty and regular coffees, locally made, cozy mugs and tumblers, and unique Muscadet mushroom apparel. Not sure what to pick? A Foggy North gift card is always the right choice. Stop by the gift shop and coffee bar to find something for everyone on your list. Foggy North Muscadet, where every gift is a little more special.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a little bit chilly out there right now, but quiet weather persisting. Meanwhile, we're tracking a low-pressure system over southern Canada, starting to spread some snow into northern North Dakota, northern Minnesota. That will streak southeast tonight, impact mostly upper Michigan and northern Michigan. A little bit of that works in the far northern Wisconsin tonight, where a half inch could fall, but the better chance of 3 or 4 inches staying in upper Michigan. That system will drive a cold front through here tomorrow by afternoon, really rev up our winds. In fact, they could be gusting to 35 and 40 miles an hour, very blustery. Be sure to secure loose objects in your yard and be prepared for some slow travel. We'll also have the chance of a few sporadic snow showers tomorrow as that colder air starts to move in by the afternoon. Not expecting much in the way of accumulation, perhaps a dusting or a quarter inch, but when the snow is falling, it could really get whipped around and lower the visibility, so keep that in mind for your travels. Cold weather comes in for Thursday into early Friday, but then right behind it, things warm up for the weekend. In fact, we could be about 10 degrees above normal by Sunday into Monday. There's even a chance of some rain moving into the region by late Sunday night or Monday. We'll keep an eye on that. Otherwise, the rest of today, just partly to mostly cloudy as temperatures reach the upper 20s, southwest wind around 10. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, low near 23 in the evening, and then rising. Mostly cloudy and windy tomorrow, spotty snow showers by late morning, high of 36, west wind becoming northwest 15 to 25, gusting to 35 to 40 miles per hour in the afternoon. Windy and sharply colder for Wednesday night, low of 9 degrees, wind chills could be 5 to 10 below zero. Thursday, partly sunny and breezy, high 23. Friday, partly sunny and quiet, low 9, high 27. Saturday, partly sunny and warmer, high 39. We had 47 on Sunday with a chance of some light showers at night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 27 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 22, our low this morning was 17. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 27. The record high for this date set in 1982 is 65 degrees. The record low 17 below was set in 1985. Last year's high was 37 with a low of 33. Sunset tonight will be at 4:26 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:17. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 7 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.27 and no precipitation to report. It is currently a sunny 27 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
If farmers are being asked to be more sustainable, they need assurance it will pay off. That's next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
If we want farmers to operate sustainably, we can't forget that economics plays into that. At a panel at the recent Grow New York competition, Mike Crayer of Crayer Family Farms in Clarence, New York, said investments in sustainability have to pencil out.
The challenge is when the margin on beets and carrots is so small, and you've just used a huge amount of money to purchase an implement, and it's just one of the many implements that you're using to manage that crop. The payoff takes an extraordinarily long time for that.
Carly Miller Hornick, an organic farmer from Cortland, New York, says profit margins have shrunk.
When we started in organic farming, it was special, and people were willing to pay a premium 10 years ago. But now when the Walmarts and the Aldis of the world are able to offer organic produce at a value price, it's very hard for us to compete.
Back to Mike Crayer, who says crop marketing needs some new ideas.
Innovation is great from a technological perspective, and it's necessary. But where we really need to see innovation as well is in, from a marketing business perspective, how are we selling the crop that we're producing at a higher price to whatever our market might be so that we can increase our margins and be a more sustainable business?
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio M. Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiderers in Plain. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiderers can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiderers still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiderers, your great big store with small town smiles.
Layoffs. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand hybrids are designed to help corn farmers win with advanced breeding technology, elite genetics, and industry-leading traits. Your best year starts here. Cargill has announced plans to lay off about 5% of its workforce. The Minnesota-based company is the world's largest ag commodity trader and employs more than 160,000 people worldwide. In a statement, Cargill says the changes are part of a long-term strategy set earlier this year. Tyson Foods has announced it will close its Emporia, Kansas processing facility in early 2025. In a letter to employees obtained by Brownfield, Vice President of Beef and Pork Operations, Ernesto Sanchez, said the closure will impact more than 800 employees. The company says the plant will cease operations by February 14th. Pork producers are seeing some profitability in 2024, and a risk management firm says producers should protect it. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson reports from the Midwest Pork Conference.
Dustin Baker is with Commodity and Ingredient Hedging.
What we've learned over time is that producers need to be looking at their operation holistically and understanding, you know, their overall margin position and give themselves a long enough runway to manage that risk. Because quite often, the best time to be protecting the value of their production is not going to be when those animals are actually ready for market.
He tells Brownfield that means being proactive and building a margin risk management plan. From Noblesville, Indiana, I'm Aaron Anderson for Brownfield.
An ag economist at the University of Illinois says low farm incomes have farmers looking at ways to save. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Gary Schnicki says income projections for the foreseeable future are not good.
In fact, we're projecting some negative incomes for many farms.
He tells Brownfield applying nitrogen in accordance with university recommendations is one way to affect profitability.
We see a lot of farms applying over 200 pounds per acre, 220 pounds per acre. The higher yields from those higher rates don't cover the cost of the additional nitrogen.
Schnicki says all expenses should be closely monitored.
Question whether all those fungicide sprays that we did in higher prices are warranted in these lower price environments.
From the Greater Peoria Area Farm Show in Peoria, Illinois, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
And Missouri ag economist Scott Brown says the USDA is forecasting an already record trade deficit in the U.S. to grow even larger next year.
USDA is now saying for FY25, $45.5 billion, so net importer. So we're talking about becoming bigger net importers.
Fiscal year 2025 estimates for U.S. exports to Mexico are at $29.9 billion, while imports from Mexico are valued at $49.9 billion. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle trade is quiet again to start the day, typical for a Tuesday. Show lists for the week are somewhat higher in Texas and higher in Kansas and Nebraska and Colorado. Asking prices have surfaced at $192 to $194 live in the South, while the North remains quiet. Bids haven't been floated. Significant trade volume isn't expected until the latter half of the week. Box beef is mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for moderate off. Range choice up $1.03 at $314.04. Select is 40 cents lower at $276.60. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, lightweight steer calves under 450 pounds traded with a sharply higher undertone on a light test. Steers 450 to 550 pounds and heifers 400 to 600 pounds were $10 to $20 higher. Steers 600 to 650 pounds were $10 to $15 higher. Feeder heifer, 600 to 660 pounds, were mostly $5 to $10 higher. The USDA says demand was very good on the steer and heifer calves weighing 400 to 650 pounds. The supply was moderate. Quality overall was very good on the calves, the bulk of which were long-weaned with two rounds of shots, all sold on an active market. Medium and large one feeder steer, 600 to 643 pounds, brought $293 to $313. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 551 to 594 pounds, brought $281.25 to $298. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday, but solid negotiated purchases. Processors appear to be ramping up their procurement efforts and bidding up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains strong, which has been helping provide support to the market. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of 86.57. The Iowa Minnesota's weighted average is 86.18. And for the Western Corn Belt, the weighted average is 86.18 as well. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $53. At Illinois, slaughter sale prices are $4 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $39 to $51. Bears and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $48 to $58. And pork values were lower at midday, then $1.21 at $91.45. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Burnham Lumber of Rui wishes you and your family happy holidays. They would like to remind you that it's not too late to sign up for your winter project. Burnham's has crews willing to work through the winter and an auger that will dig through the frozen ground. You get the usual high-quality Burnham service and workmanship at a reduced price when you build in the winter. Keep your animals, equipment, and feed protected this winter in a Burnham building. Call today for a free quote. That's Burnham Lumber of Rui wishing you and your family a safe and happy holiday season.
Soybeans are mixed. Hogs have turned mixed as well. Corn's lower. Cattle continue to trade higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, Stein's been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed today, adjusting spreads. Development weather in most of South America remains favorable, with the trade anticipating big crops. Soybean products are up, with oil in the lead on global demand expectations. January beans are three higher at 988 and a quarter. March is up 2 3/4 at 993 and 3/4. January meals $1.40 higher at 289.30. January bean oil's up 38 points at 41.80. Corn's down, also monitoring the weather in South America with rain in the forecast for parts of Argentina. Demand does continue to be solid from the feed, fuel, and export sectors. March is down 1.5 at 431.25. May is 2.25 lower at 436.75. And wheat's mostly higher. Russia's cap on exports could boost sales, but Moscow still has that near-term price advantage. U.S. winter wheat's in good shape, with most of the crop now dormant. March Chicago's 3/4 lower at 546.5. March Kansas City's up 1/4 at 540.75. March Minneapolis wheat's 1.25 higher at 588.75. Live and feeder cattle are higher ahead of this week's direct cash cattle business. Asking prices are 192 to 194 on the live basis, nothing yet for dressed. February live's up $1.22 at 189.12. April's 117 higher at 191.30. January feeders are 285 higher at 259.70. And nearby hogs have turned lower. Deferred months are still up as traders adjust spreads, with pork lower at midday. February lean's down 25 at 87.70. April's 27 cents lower at 92.20. And over in the broader market, crude oil is higher but back below 70. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Olivo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Supplies of bacon? Oh no. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Consumer demand is one of the factors that drive the prices of commodities like beef and pork. One way economists can measure that is taking a look at the USDA's cold storage numbers each month. Livestock economist Scott Brown says when you take a look at the belly stocks, which are used to make bacon, things are getting a little tighter.
USDA tells us 16.2 million pounds of bellies in freezers at the end of October. That's 42% below where we were a year ago. Now, the smaller numbers, again, the percentages can get big, but we had 28.1 million pounds in freezers October of 2023, now sitting at 16.2. And when you look at it over the longer term, a very similar October 2018 through 2022 period, 28.6 on average for the Octobers relative to the 16.2 we have today. So fairly tight, I guess, is one way to describe it.
Which Brown says means bacon prices aren't going to go down anytime soon.
No relief in bacon prices.
And in terms of general economics, as supplies get tighter, as long as demand holds steady, the prices farmers receive for products like pork or beef typically goes up too. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Clarence the Angel from It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, hello.
You got your wings, but you stayed on Earth.
There's so much need.
How?
Mostly I help with lost passwords.
And we can see you this weekend in Spring Green.
River Valley Players presents It's a Wonderful Life at the Guard Theater.
Live is an old-time radio show. Tickets and information?
RiverValleyPlayers.org.
We'll see you get your wings all over again.
Yup.
How do you like them?
Heavenly.
Well, I thought they'd be bigger.
Yeah, I had a little work done.
It's a Wonderful Life, live this week, rivervalleyplayers.org.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Another round of meetings on Capitol Hill for President-elect Trump's key cabinet picks, Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, and Trump's choice to head the FBI, Kash Patel, facing tough questioning ahead of confirmation.